Maybe. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw the furry blackness appear before the rail and scurry towards the platform. A middle-aged man who was standing a few feet away, swaying, coughed and made a retching noise. Mary leant over the tube track and watched as the rat stopped stock still. It sniffed the air, then suddenly powered up its haunches and darted into a crumbling hole. The action reminded her of the rodent that had made a similarly speedy, though wholly unexpected, appearance in Lafleur's dining room just 8 weeks ago. What a fiasco that had been. They'd had a couple of regular customers in, too. Big spenders. And that woman who looked like a hairdresser but actually reviewed restaurants for some city living blog. Because of her, Ratty's debut had been extremely well publicised. In the following months, bookings had taken a real hammering. It was only in the past week that they'd managed to reach the level of custom they needed to break even. Which is why today had been so devastating. At about noon, she'd received a blistering phone call from one of their best customers, an American businessman, wooing China, who was threatening to sue. He was so wound up